Test 5.
Welcome to this week's London Business Review podcast. I'm your host, Steve Law. This week, we'll be discussing the life and work of someone who had a huge impact on the advertising world, David Ogilvy. To discuss his extraordinary influence, we have brought in two advertising executives, Stanley Montgomery and Lauren McKenzie. I'd like to thank you both for coming. Let me start this discussion with you, Lauren. How would you describe Ogilvy's impact on advertising?
Well, I think you could call him the father of advertising. Besides creating some of the most innovative advertising campaigns of the 20th century, Ogilvy also helped develop many techniques in print and television advertising that are today considered standards in the business.
I'd certainly agree with Lauren on that. He was one of the first to apply a more scientific approach to advertising.
Why was that so important?
Well, one of the biggest challenges with any advertising campaign is to find out whether or not your work is actually having an effect on sales. Are people buying more because of it? If so, why? If not, why not? I think the famous department store owner John Wanamaker put it best when he said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I don't know which half." And Ogilvy made it one of his key aims to find this out.
Yes, I think a lot of this goes back to when he worked for George Gallup's Audience Research Institute. As you probably know, Gallup was the statistician responsible for modern polling, for market research surveys. And it was through Gallup that Ogilvy became very aware of just how useful doing meticulous research could be.
What kind of research do you mean?
Well, he would get all kinds of research on simple yet important things. Take print ads for newspapers. For example, when you put a headline in quote marks, readers will be able to remember your headline 28% better. Or if you don't hit the readers with what a product is or what it can do for you immediately, they will remember it 20% less than with normal adverts.
The same goes with the USPs, or unique selling points. We all know how important this can be. If you wait to explain a product's USP until the main text of an advert, you should remember that only 5% of people bother to read this far. This means you are losing 95% of your readers, who won't read about the USP at all. Mind you, nowadays most print ads tend to be just headlines anyway.
But have all of Ogilvy's ideas about advertising been correct?
That's a good question. Some have dated, others have taken time to become fashionable. Take, for example, using celebrities for endorsing products. Now, there have been some brilliant examples of matching the product to the celebrity. I mean, look at Nike and Michael Jordan. However, there has been a recent development that Ogilvy was aware of. Pepsi is a good example of this. A few years back, they decided to drop Britney Spears and Beyoncé Knowles from Pepsi ads on the grounds that these commercials tended to promote these stars' own brand identity and did little to help Pepsi.
I agree. While many companies continue to use celebrity endorsements, like David Beckham and Gillette, or Bill Cosby and Jell-O, there has been a steady shift away from them.
So you're saying the stars are getting paid to promote their own brand?
Well, yes, I think that's...